now on Money News. Roger Montgomery, talking trade. Thanks to Bankwest. Go low with a Bankwest business loan at bankwest.com.au/low rate.
Welcome back to Money News, and Roger Montgomery on the line with us right now. Good evening to you, Roger.
How are you, Ross?
I'm very, very well, thank you. Very well. Can I read you the beginning of an AAP article today?
Please.
Profit season 2012 was a bit like many State of Origin rugby league matches. Tough, bruising, and a couple of big hits, but not as bloody as predicted in the pre-game hype.
Yeah, look, interesting you say that. We studied 350 different companies in detail. So there's almost 2,000 companies, and believe it or not, out of those 2,000, there's probably 1,200 that don't make a profit. So that leaves only about 800 left, and of that 800, some of them don't make a profit that's attractive to us. So there's about 350 that we focus our attention on in a lot of detail. And out of those companies, what we found was interesting was that it was the internet services companies that produced the best profits, and the materials companies that produced the lowest quality profits. So the BHPs, Fortescue Metals, Rios, there was a large number of poor quality results in the material sector and a large number of very good results in the internet-type businesses. So Seek, Webjet, carsales.com.au, those sorts of businesses.
It's one of those things where you've got to be a little bit careful even with some of those, if you like, new emerging businesses. And they're still emerging, some of those businesses. They're not mature by any stretch of the imagination. Because when you look at, say, Groupon shares, Facebook shares, the valuations of even some of those highly prospective emerging players can get very badly wrong if the business model is not proven up.
Yeah, well, that's the difference. I mean, the difference between realestate.com, car sales, Webjet, and then the Facebooks of the world is that they do make very, very large profits, the Australian companies, and their prices aren't particularly demanding compared to those profits. But Facebook was an interesting story, and you might remember when we were on the program, I said steer clear of it. It's ridiculously expensive. I think at a valuation of about $27 billion, it was coming on the market at $100
billion. Yes.
And that was 48 times its total revenue. So and that's just absurd, and very, very rarely, if ever, is there any upside in a situation like that that's sustained. Australia does have some businesses that are doing very, very well, and the best ones have something called the network effect. The network effect is this idea, take realestate.com.au, more real estate agents list houses there than any other site because more people are looking for houses on that site. Now, more people are looking for houses on the site because there are more houses available to look at. So you get this virtuous circle, and that's called the network effect. And a company that comes first and does it well usually enjoys that network effect, and then it's very, very hard for another competitor to knock them off the perch, even if they charge a cheaper price.
It's a really interesting point you make because, you know, you've got to be there first and try to identify. This is where a lot of people get terribly confused, trying to identify the companies. Because, you know, you even go back and you have a look at the plight that you and I have talked about in the past couple of weeks about some of the mining companies that Australia has got right now. And you start to see them start to strip back some of their expansion plans. I mean, ultimately, if you know, you've got to look for bubbles. Okay. And if you were looking for bubbles in the last little while, you'd had to go to commodity prices. You have to go to bonds because bonds appear to be a bubble that at some stage have got to burst if the world ever recovers. And so you've got to try and find the areas where everybody's pouring their cash into because at some stage you know there is going to be an overreaction to that.
Yeah, we avoid all of those. And let me explain to everybody that there's going to be a lot of people coming out now saying that the material stocks, the BHPs and the Rios are cheap and that the iron ore price is going to go back up in the last quarter of this year because steel mills are running down their stocks. We've done some research today into the level of steel in inventory in China, and let me tell you, it is double where it was in 2007, and there's no sight of any depletion of stocks at the moment. So that tells us that the iron ore price could fall a lot further, because the shipbuilders are now losing money or their profits have slumped by 60 or 70%. The cement makers are losing money. The crane builders are losing money over in China. They're the ones that need steel, and I reckon they're just not going to need as much. We could see the iron ore price fall half again to $40 or $50 a tonne. And then for some of these companies, Atlas Group, for example, Fortescue, they're going to be under severe pressure. And we're seeing that today. Fortescue has announced that it's pulled back on another project. It was spending $400 million on exploration. It's now not going to spend a single red cent on exploration. And they're letting go of 600 workers. So,
yeah.
You know, this is what happens in commodities, and don't be too early to jump back in.
No, very good, Roger. Always good to talk. Now, we're going to come back with Roger. You want to jump on the call on the phone very quickly, 131873. We'll take a break. Be back shortly.
You're listening to Money News with Ross Greenwood, thanks to State Custodians Mortgage Company. Call 137262.
Yes, welcome back to Money News. We told you earlier about the investigation by stewards in Victorian racing into the jockey, Danny Nicolic. Keep a little bit of an eye on that one over the next 24 hours. Roger Montgomery with me talking the stock market right now. Roger, it's very hard at the moment trying to figure out. I want to ask you about one thing. Fairfax shares. Yeah. What are they sitting at the moment? 42 cents, 48 yeah. cents, something like that? It's ridiculous.
Well, it shouldn't be that surprising, Ross. We again, you know, it's one of these companies that was obvious to us that it wasn't worth where it was trading, and the reason why it had a lot of intangible goodwill, accounting goodwill. When it pays a lot for something, it puts goodwill on its balance sheet. That's very different to economic goodwill. And so this is a company that had a very heavy balance sheet, had a lot of assets on the balance sheet, but it was only producing a very low return compared to those assets. When that happens, it tells me the assets are too expensive and they're going to be written down, and that's what's happened.
And it's interesting because only a week ago, the company wrote off $2 billion of those value of its mastheads. Today, the business is valued by the stock market at less than $1 billion. Roger Montgomery joins us every Tuesday night here on Money News. Good to talk to you, Roger.
And you, Ross. We'll talk next week.
We will do indeed. And that is the program for this evening. Thanks for your calls. Thanks for your participation. We'll do it all again here tomorrow night on Money News. Steve Price up next.